TED Audio Collective.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Here's a shocking statistic. 50 to 80% of people in the criminal justice system in the U.S. have had a traumatic brain injury. In the general public, that number is less than 5%. Neuropsychologist Kim Gorgens shares her research into the connection between brain trauma and the behaviors that keep people in the revolving doors of criminal justice, and some ways to make the system more effective and safer for everyone.
Traumatic brain injury, or TBI, is a disruption in brain function caused by an external blow to the head. And when you hear that definition, you might think about sports and professional athletes, since it's the kind of injury we're used to seeing on the playing field. And this imagery has really come to define TBI in the public consciousness. I myself do research on TBI in retired and college athletes. I stood on a TED stage in 2010 talking about concussions in kids' sports. So I have to say, as someone who researches and treats these injuries, that I've been really gratified to see the growing awareness of TBI and specifically the short and long-term risks to athletes. Today, though, I want to introduce you to a larger but no less controversial group of people impacted by traumatic brain injury who don't often show up in the headlines. I've come to recognize these inmates and probationers as surprisingly among the most vulnerable members of society. For the last 6 years, my colleagues and I have been doing research that has completely changed the way we think about the criminal justice system and the people in it. And it may change the way you think about those things too. Almost every single woman in the criminal justice system has been exposed to interpersonal violence and abuse. More than half of these women have been exposed to repeated brain injuries. In this way, these women's brains look like the brains of retired NFL players, and they'll likely face the same risks for dementing diseases as they age. The same risks. TBI, together with mental illness and substance abuse and trauma, makes it hard for people to think. They have cognitive impairments like poor judgment and poor impulse control, problems that make criminal justice a revolving door. People get arrested and booked into jail. They oftentimes get into trouble while they're in there. They get into fights, they fall out of their bunk, and then they get released and do stupid things like forgetting mandatory check-ins, and they get rearrested. Statistically speaking, they're actually more likely to be rearrested than not. And oftentimes, these folks don't know why this is so hard for them. They feel out of control and frustrated. So knowing that TBI is at the root of so many of these challenges, the mission for a group of us in Colorado has been to disrupt that cycle, to jam the revolving door. So, working together with my state and local partners, we crafted a plan to meet everyone's needs. The system, the inmates and probationers, my graduate students. In this program, we assess how each person's brain works so that we can recommend basic modifications to make the system more effective and safer. And here, when I say safer, I mean safer not only for the inmates, thank you, but safer also for correctional staff. In some ways, this is such a simple approach. We're not treating the brain injury. we're treating the underlying problem that gets people into all of this trouble in the first place. We do quick neuropsychological screening tests to identify strengths and weaknesses in the way an inmate thinks. Using that information, we write two reports. One, a report for the system with specific recommendations on how to manage that inmate. The other is a letter to the inmate with specific suggestions for how to manage themselves. For example, if our test results suggest that a probationer has a hard time remembering the things they hear, that would be an auditory memory deficit. In that case, our letter to the court might suggest that that probationer get handouts of important information. And our letter to that probationer would say, among other things, that they should carry a notebook to record that information for themselves. This program shows us the overwhelming prevalence of traumatic brain injuries and cognitive deficits and the accumulation of brokenness in the criminal justice system. And it highlights the extraordinary power of resilience and responsibility. In this program, these inmates and probationers come to see themselves differently. The system sees them differently. And when you meet them in the community, I hope you see them differently too.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Denver, Colorado. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Mile High. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Visit our website at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.